Here we go. It's 26 years now since the BBC had its first bash at a fifth national station.
You're listening to BBC Radio 5 on Monday, the 27th of August, 1990, as the clock ticks towards the launch of Britain's first new national network in 23 years on 9.09 and 6.93 a.m., T-minus 90 minutes and counting.
Welcome to the brand new network and the first special holiday program on Radio 5. Take 5. I'm Bruno Brooks. We've got some great music for you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy times for Bruno Brooks. I bet he remembers that day, the launch of the original Radio 5 on the old Radio 2 AM frequency. It was all about sport, kids' programmes and education. It lasted just 4 years. Now, that station was very definitely in mono, even though stereo broadcasting had been pioneered many years before. It was this week in 1962 that we heard the first regular stereo broadcasts. They were on FM or VHF, as we called it, via the BBC's third programme network. The early broadcasts had transmitted one channel on the radio and another on the telly.
Jimmy Kingsbury is going to give a few directions for anyone who may be listening to stereophonic broadcasting for the first time.
And to do so, I'm now moving from your right to a central position.
Right.
Well, you need two receivers to hear this broadcast stereophonically.
Careful.
The one on the left should be tuned to Network 3, preferably on VHF, and the right-hand receiver to BBC television sound. The loudspeakers should be about the same height from the floor and spaced 6 to 10 feet apart.
It's simple when you know how, isn't it? Happy birthday, stereo, this week, 54 years ago. Jam is probably the Jingle Anorak's favourite production company, based in Dallas and responsible for the richest harmonies ever heard on station identifications. Radio 1 went to Jam for the first time this week, 40 years ago.
And that's it for the moment. Our next 247 news is at 11:30.
Thursday! It's National Radio 1. Tony Blackburn.
I don't believe a word of it, though, do you? It's a...
Radio 1.
Workers call time.
It's a great good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, and welcome along to all those of you hard at work. We don't even have to say the day of the week anymore. I mean, if I wanted to say, I don't even have to say the date.
Monday.
And the next record coming up is going to be from the year...
1959.
Very shortly, we'll just have to sit here...
Tony Blackburn pressing the cart buttons with glee and playing the first Jam jingles licensed for Radio 1 this week in 1976. And this week in 79, Tony played Jam jingles, amongst others, as he hosted his first Top 40.
Number 17, Shwadi Wadi, Sweet Little Rock and Roller. If you just joined us, welcome to the Top 40. My very first one, Tony Blackburn here with you. Going terribly well, isn't it? If you don't agree, please don't ring up. 2 minutes now past 6 o'clock. This is going to be one of my favourites at the moment. It's up 7 places to number 16.
Tony Blackburn beginning his reign on the chart this week 37 years ago. Commercial radio back then wasn't really allowed American jingles, but by this week 25 years ago, they could use them, which was just as well for this rebrand in Bradford.
Independent Radio News.
Thank you very much. It's 3 minutes past five, Friday, August the 30th, 1991. I'm Elliot Webb, and this is the UK's newest radio station, The Pulse.
All hit
Good grief, trigger happy or what? Well done, Elliot. Happy Silver Jubilee to The Pulse, launching this week in 1991. It had been Pennine Radio. You see, there's nothing wrong with English jingles. Another quick rebrand now. The BBC's Network 3 became the third network this week in 1964.
This is Network 3. I'll repeat that.
But please do.
This is Network 3. It's something new in sound broadcasting. In fact, it's the first time that these words have been heard on the air. They mark the beginning of a new BBC service, quite different from anything we've done or experienced in past years.
Hello to the Third Network this week, 52 years ago, and that was the old Network 3. Margaret Hubbell was on air at the BBC for 30 years, hosting Woman's Hour and Family Favourites back in the 1950s, and she died this week 10 years ago.
Well, I've got a script, the original script, actually, Family Favourites here, which, would just give you the screaming ab-dabs, actually, if you look at it, and I'll do a bit for you. The signature tune, even from the start, was With a Song in My Heart. On the script it says, BBC passed for security. Even then, we were still censored with every word we said, which was a bit inhibiting, and you'll know what I mean when you hear this script. Hello there. Well, as you've just heard, this is your programme entirely, and the first edition of Family Favourites has been selected from letters we've received from listeners all over Britain. You've asked us to play your tune.
The wonderful Margaret Hubbell, who died this week in 2006, aged 91. September is a big switch-on month for many stations, just in time for that final quarter's audience survey. And it's happy 35th anniversary to this one.
Hello, this is Eric Smith inviting you to join me from 9 a.m. on Tuesday the 1st of September for the mid-morning show on Radio Air. The brightest music, competitions, features and news through the morning from 9 till 12. We're going to have a good time together, so I hope you make sure you're on station 94.6 on VHF in stereo or 362 metres, 828 kilohertz on the medium wave on that very first day, Tuesday, September the 1st.
We're on air, we've got it all for you. We're on air, coming to you.
Happy birthday to Radio Air in Leeds, on air on the old BBC Leeds frequency this week in 81. Is it really 3 years since we lost David Jacobs?
Basically, what David taught me was, it's not all about you.
I think the thing you learn from the really great broadcasters like David Jacobs is that they are successful because the person they are on the air is the same person that they are off the air. He also taught me that, as he said, when you're my age, Jeremy, you need to wear braces. Belts don't work anymore. The music I associate with David is the music that I associate with the old Radio 2, and there was much about Radio 2 20 years ago that was phenomenally good. But chiefly, it would have to be the one I feel my memory says he played every day, which is Skyrockets in Flight, Afternoon Delight. Bless you, David.
I've always made an absolute point of trying to understand who the people are that I'm broadcasting to. So that is the main purpose of one's attitude to broadcasting. And I think that broadcasting is an art. And I think that when people really want to get in and study an art, they have to work at it very hard and be dedicated to it.
Hello there. Fond tributes to Radio 2's urbane David Jacobs, who died this week in 2013 after 7 decades on air. So, with the death of 60s superstar DJ Simon D this week 7 years ago...
Thank you for listening. Good night and take care of yourselves. Good night.
The Asian station Harmony opening in Coventry 26 years ago. Later Kicks, Now Touch.
Starting off in this first hour is Pop Up the... Bangla.
The launch of Century Radio in the Northeast, 22 years ago, Now Heart.
It's 7 a.m. and a star is born.
And Radio 1 FM Switch On Day, 28 years ago.
No more mushy medium wave with all that interference.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
David Lloyd's Radio Moments.